Welcome to Blue Collar BS, a podcast that busts the popular myth that we can't find good people, highlighting how the different generations of today, the boomers, Gen X, millennials, and Gen Z, are redefining work so that the industrial revolution that started in the U.S. stays in the U.S.
Everyone, welcome back to Blue Collar BS with Brad and Steve. I am Brad, and my co-host.
I'm Steve.
Still here. My millennial wannabe, he's all there. So, Steve, what are we going to talk about today on this episode of just us chatting back and forth?
So, let's talk about income inequality and what that really means, and wage stagnation. So, when we hear about this in the workforce, what we're seeing. Sometimes in the blue collar space is wage stagnation, brought out by increasing the income inequality, which can lead to a reduced job satisfaction, quality of life for the blue collar workers, as well as exacerbating, big word for me, social and economic.
And I would hope you could use that kind of word.
Well, hey. So let's chat a little bit about what we're seeing from a wage stagnation and what that means in the blue collar space.
So what is likely about to happen, right? We've had this rapid inflation over the last couple of years, COVID, supply chain issues, all these other things, nobody wanting to work, et cetera. And kids are coming out. And when I say kids, I'm talking 18, 19, 20, 24, 26 year old Gen Zers that are entering the blue collar workforce, making big dollars, making six figures, making high 80s, low 90s, if they're not making six, to do things that took you or I or our grandparents or our parents 10, 15 years to get to.
Decades.
Forever to be able to capture that knowledge and wisdom to go with the skill and ability to demand that kind of wage. Mm-hmm. Paying those kind of wages and seeing 3, 5, 7% increases year over year to get to that point is not sustainable. The economic impact of that is just not sustainable for the average consumer. And you're going to have these kids go out and say, well, I'm making this much money. I need my raise. Well, where's it going to come from? How are you going to get that? And they might be really happy right now, but having those conversations to prepare your staff members to know that, hey, you're at the peak of what we can afford. We're happy to have you. We're grateful you're here. The well is going to run dry at some point for all of this activity because the consumer just is not going to be able to support it.
Right. So what typically happens is when you're at the top and you've capped out on what you can make, what typically happens is, hey, your annual raise, it's not there anymore. You don't have a year-over-year increase. What ends up happening is, hey, instead of a year-over-year increase, we value what you're doing. So here is a lump sum check for your contributions. But next year, we don't have it in the budget to give you a raise for that year-over-year increase. And over time, what happens is if not hitting your numbers, those bonuses go away.
Well, and that's where I think the business owners really need to understand what does that look like? How do we make that formalized? Not just, Johnny wants to leave. I need to send him a $5,000 check to get him to stay versus a formalized profit sharing plan or a formalized variable compensation plan, whether it's add-on revenue based on, you know, them being this field tech and selling an additional service or some sort of commission-based activity. Somehow, some way, there needs to be something formalized, not just the owner sitting there feeling hostage and they just got to keep having the coffers go because next thing you know, trucks break down. Next thing you know, we need batteries for arm walking tool gear or we need a new scissors lift and there isn't going to be anything there to let them run their business because it's all going to the employees, and there's no capital to reinvest. And it's just not a good long-term sustainable business model.
Correct. Correct. And once we hit that wage stagnation, what ends up happening from a societal standpoint is we now create income inequality, right? Where what you were making today is what we're offering. So let's back up. So what our most senior experienced people are making today is what these new entry-level kids are actually making. So you have no room for growth.
Correct. So, right? Yes, and it creates animosity and it creates problems. So I get a kid, I had this example with our robotics team. Some of those kids that graduated, they'd go off, a couple of them went off, and they were working part-time during school at, tool and die shop, doing whatever it is. Now they're out of school, they're working full-time, their contemporaries went off to school, they're going to come out with their degree, and they're going to go make, a $60,000 accounting degree, and they're making $90,000, they didn't go to school, and there's this whole other social issue that comes about going, well, hey, I spent all this money, I should be making more, which is going to have an impact inside the blue collar world. Again, that's just going to create a conundrum, so to speak, of putting business owners in bad spots. And part of that, I think, when we hear we can't find good people, it comes down to you don't necessarily want to pay what it is because we're stuck in the world upon which we grew up in of going, no. This is what an entry level position pays for. Well, no. And it had a wide spread, right? You had this really big spread between where it was. That gap just keeps getting smaller and smaller and smaller along the way. And it's hard for business owners to swallow.
Yeah. So I'll give you a real life example.
Really?
A real life. Without mentioning. Yeah, real life example. Yeah, I'll give you a real life example. Yeah, exactly. So somebody that I know, probably married to her, we'll keep them innocent. They had an experience where at their workplace, where an intern was running their mouth, decided to tell everyone how much they were making, and experienced people found out how much the intern was making and found out that the intern was only making 50 cents less than them. And they had been there for 15 years. So now you have experienced workforce pissed off because interns are making 50 cents less than them, producing almost zero value, because they're running around blabbing off how much they're making. Not saying they're not providing value, but they're running around blabbing off how much they're making and how little they're doing. And now it's really pissing off your workforce.
And that happened, my wife has been in the healthcare field forever and a day. And when healthcare organizations raise their minimum wages to people coming in to start those entries, you get everybody else that's been on the floor forever and a day go, well, where do I get mine from? Where do I get my bit from? And sometimes you got to think about how that's going to impact everybody else. Can you make that contribution to the 401k plan or to their savings plan where maybe that $3,000 today, cool, you're only giving me $3,000, but that $3,000 turns into, I forget what the factorial is for doubling money over the time, but that $3,000 could turn into $20,000, $25,000, depending on what you're doing. So what's versus that $2 an hour, which is, $4,000 a year, granted that $4,000 a year over 10 years, but that's only the one time scenario. And like we talked about, the stagnation happens and the gap doesn't happen as much. And are you better off trying to get that lump sum into an investment somewhere versus an hourly wage? So there's lots of things for business owners to really think about. And if they're not talking to or have somebody that's working on their treasury side of things or their financial planning side of things with them,
right,
you're missing an opportunity. Because some of these companies are sitting on a shit ton of cash right now. And mm-hmm. they just want to send it out. Well, how about if you figure out how to plan for your wage growth, plan for your employee growth, plan for what's going
on.
I know planning, it's a P word.
It's a four-letter word. What are you talking about?
With P. Plan. Perfect.
Right? Man, hitting people hard.
But yeah, it's a struggle, and it's real, and it's out there, and it's a real deal. I've got a client that we're talking that I work with right now. He hired some new folks. He's got that same problem. Hired somebody in. Mm-hmm. Wage was more of a fixed income base versus a fixed plus variable compensation plan, and now he's got to go back and readjust his whole total comp plan. We've connected him with the expert that knows how to do that. And look at what's going on and mm-hmm. look at projections and look at forecasts so that he's not putting himself in a bind. Otherwise, that other employee probably would walk, probably would just leave. And now, yes, we just hired a new person. Now we got to hire next person. It would just be a shit show.
Mm-hmm.
Seeking the right people to have around you to support your business is critical for long-term success. And this wage and job satisfaction piece is no different.
Right.
You may not want to play in the world of HR as the business owner. You may not want to play in your financial world as a business owner because you just want to go and swing the hammer or
do the thing you do.
Yeah, do the thing you do. You can't ignore it or you're not going to have a business at some point.
Right. Yeah. You're not going to have the people around you to help support and grow your business.
So, Mr. Doyle.
Yeah.
It's June 2023, correct?
Last I was told, yes.
So with the wages, with things going on, what is your hypothesis? What is your prediction for 24-25 wages and workforce opportunities in our blue-collar world?
I think by 2025, wages are going to cool off. From a standpoint, we're going to say the R word is going to settle in because at some point it's going to happen.
It already did.
I know it did, but you know, for some people that continue to deny it, it'll still it's going to happen.
Okay.
Even though it already has, it will cool off. And as the economy turns and people are trying to figure out ways to get more done, meaning, hey, we need people to enter this workforce, opportunities are going to open up even more in the blue collar space, and wages will start to come back to what historically would be considered quote unquote norm in the next few years. I don't see it increasing so much because of, with inflation coming up, it'll taper off. Always does. It's always cyclical.
Goes around, comes around, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm not going to disagree with you. I think you're probably on. I think it might happen sooner rather than later along the way, mm-hmm. particularly in the construction world, maybe not so much in the manufacturing space.
Correct.
For those that are listening, though, the greatest opportunity for you to be involved potentially is that estimating and project management space. If you can put together mm-hmm. the opportunity to learn how to estimate and learn how to put things together and put the context and see bigger picture instead of just saying, well, that's not my job and who cares, only looking at the one thing. If you can create, if you are a guy or a gal that can see big picture and can play with some numbers and manage those things, mm-hmm. you got yourself a ticket to paradise, because that is such an underserved role in so many organizations, and it's left up to the owner, and the owner doesn't have time to do it well. And if you do it well, mm-hmm. you are going to have great success here moving forward.
Absolutely. So, Absolutely.
Mr. Doyle, thank you for being on this episode today, talking about wages and stagnation and inequality and all those fun big words
those fun big words don't quite get.
Wolverine guys throw out there because, whatever.
Oh, yeah. For whatever. Well, thank you, Brad, for bringing up the topic.
We will talk again soon, sir.
All right, sounds great.
Thank you for listening to Blue Collar BS, brought to you by Vision Forward Business Solutions and Professional Business Coaching, Inc. If you'd like to learn more on today's topic, just reach out to Steve Doyle or myself, Brad Herta. Please like, share, rate, and review this show, as feedback is the only way we can get better. Let's keep blue-collar businesses strong for generations to come.